This is John Henry Eden, your president. There are some things we should talk about.
Episode 14, No Kings, No Janitors.
Welcome to the Crossroads of Liberty.
All right, guys. So I'm Joe, and we have our normal hosts, Johnny, Sean,
hey.
James. And we have a guest today, Bout of the Hydra. Some of you may know his Instagram page or his project that he's working on. So, do you want to introduce yourself more effectively, Hydra?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? My name is Bout of the Hydra, or Hydra for short. I'm 22 years old, actually from New Jersey. I run the Bout of the Hydra podcast, as well as the Instagram account and the project. And yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
Cool, man. We're happy to have you here. All right. So, do you want to explain what the Bout of the Hydra project is?
Sure. So, I'm sorry?
No, sorry. Go.
Oh, yeah. So, Bout of the Hydra. So, it started as an Instagram account that I made in 2018 while I was deployed in the Middle East. And yeah, it's just everything from philosophy to politics, anarchy, all that good stuff. And the project, it's kind of on a standstill right now because of the situation I'm currently in. But about 10 months from now, when I'm finished with what I'm currently going through, I'll be taking a cross-country trip. And I'll be doing like an amateur documentary. So that'd
okay.
be pretty cool.
Yeah. So do you have like a team set up to do that, or are you just like freelancing?
It's pretty much freelancing. It's going to be solo for the majority of it, but okay. I have a couple of buddies that are into cinematography and all that stuff. So
cool.
Seek out their assistance. Yeah.
Rad. So, are you getting interviews and stuff, or are you just like going around like just
a little bit
whatever.
Of both. Little bit of both, yeah.
Alright. Well, I'd be down.
Yeah, once I have more details, I'll hook you guys up with that stuff with updates as I go.
For sure, dude. That's actually really cool. I mean, the only other I think main like libertarian and anarchist like film that I've seen recently was not The Gray State. That was Dead Man's Film. Oh God, it's eluding me right now.
The Monopoly on Violence, the one that's
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. Glad someone else knew about it though.
Yeah, that was a good one. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Very good film. I thought it was very fair to like all the schools. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it definitely bridged some gaps that like maybe some of the quote unquote leftist schools would not have included. So.
Do you know if that's on Netflix? Because I think
that's not on Netflix yet, but they are working on it. Yeah, and that'll be amazing. I mean, considering what in the last like 3 to 4 months we've had Waco and Shred on Netflix, I think, and obviously anyone that's in the libertarian anarchist circle knows that both of those events, Waco being the Waco, Texas event, massacre that happened in 1993, Waco, Texas, where the ATF decided to brutally murder women and children. I think it was what 70 plus, right? So,
yeah.
Over some guys, not even fully confirmed his automatic rifles, and then they said it was to protect the kids that they ended up burning in a fucking house fire, well, compound fire. But you know, it's okay because the government did it, so everything they say
yeah.
is fine. And then we have Tread, and that started over a property dispute. The government wanted his property to basically show for some corporation, and he didn't want to sell. And so we got fed up with them trying to take his land, and he ended up building a quote-unquote killdozer, which is just a really fortified bulldozer with some pretty heavy armor, and decided to go destroy banks and government property, and it was pretty based. Quick little overview of those two films. Check them out. Definitely worth it.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. I meant to show it to my parents, but I never got around to it because it's so accessible.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nothing's really like too difficult to comprehend. It's not like you need to have a deep reading history of loads of books in the field, or you need to have a deep understanding of theory. I actually reached out to Pete Quinones, the legend himself, to ask him about it, and they made it on purpose for it to be really approachable to people that aren't in the movement, and they definitely fulfilled that task. It's very accessible.
Yeah. Just to clarify, Pete Quinones did what? I'm sorry. The Monopoly of Violence?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure that we were talking about the same film that we brought up a couple minutes ago. Alright, cool. Alright, awesome.
I think we were we not?
Well, like I was explaining Waco and Tread, and then went back to Monopoly on Violence. Cool. Alright. Yeah. So you're gonna basically try and do something similar to that, Hydra?
Yeah, obviously it's probably not gonna be to the quality of those two films, because I think the Monopoly on Violence, I think that had like a 35,000. Well, initially they wanted to set like a $35,000 budget, and I think they passed that. But you know, just something more indie. So,
right. I mean, some of the greatest films weren't like major, like blockbusters. So yeah. I mean. Like I like an avant-garde film, or something that's independent more than most mainstream studio films. So, hey, I mean, I wish you luck with that for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all pretty close by, so if you need a group interview, I'm sure most of us would be down.
Yeah. What do y'all want to talk about?
Yeah. Some of us aren't that actually close by, Joey. I just want to...
All right.
Yeah, no,
there's kind of an ocean in the way. Thanks.
Well,
very hard for Joey.
Whose fault is
the
that?
Forgotten host.
Why did you even join?
The forgotten host.
Why did you even join the group? You're not even...
join. I was put in the group. All right. I had no choice. It was an involuntary action.
He's based and gamer. Like,
Johnny,
why wouldn't he join?
Cool.
I'm
cool
in basement gamer, actually.
Okay, whatever you say. I'm sorry, that was really fogged. Anyhow, all right. So,
Joey's mean.
Yes, I know. So about a week ago, when I asked you to come on the show, it was mainly to go over your worldview and your thoughts on the Liberty Movement in general. I guess I viewed it as more of a nihilistic doomer sort of view, but it seems that is not necessarily the case. Would you like to explain your thoughts on the movement and just, I guess, society in general?
Yeah, sure. So the particular type of like nihilistic philosophy that I subscribe to is actually called optimistic nihilism, which is extremely oxymoronic in the name itself. But essentially, it keeps the very pessimistic worldview on things, but it's not to like a depressive extent. It's for more like fuel to make things a more positive place. So like with that. A lot of it is, so the human ego is responsible for, greed, for atrocious acts. And the more you realize you're insignificant in the grand scheme of things, the more it humbles you, and the more it takes you away from your own ego, so you're actually able to focus on the things that matter in life. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're not much of a Sterner fan.
Not really.
So essentially, like the way that I view life, I mean, not that I, never mind. The way that I view life, is more like, you know, like at any moment I could die. So, I mean, really just treat life, with some sort of meaning, even if, you know, it's meaningless.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess it's just absurdism, essentially, I guess.
I mean,
yeah.
So, like, I forget the actual name for this. There's a particular term, but essentially everyone throughout, like, human history is living, like, you guys have played RPG games before, right? Like Skyrim or Fallout?
Yeah.
All right,
Fallout's
so,
my shit. I never got into Skyrim.
Dude, Skyrim's a great game.
I just don't like fantasy, really. That's really it. It's not. It has nothing to do with the gameplay. It's the content.
Fallout's fantasy? What are you talking about?
It's not fantasy.
Super mutants are real?
There's
no,
a big difference.
I'm not into dragons. I'm not into, like, dragons and knights and swords and spells. Oh, yeah. I'm more into, like, some dude in the post-apocalyptic world pumping himself full of drugs to shoot gang members.
Yeah, well, think of a pre-modern society as the post-apocalypse, and there's Skyrim.
Dragons.
It's not my thing. Yeah, Sean, I think Sean gets me. It's just not my thing.
Fallout's clearly better than Skyrim.
I think so.
Yeah.
People disagree with that, but I think
especially
so.
New Vegas.
Never played it. Actually,
never
mind. I played a little bit of New Vegas. This is actually kind of funny. There's a funny little side story. I bought New Vegas when I was like 15. I heard you could go to the casino. So I didn't do it. I did like the first mission in that little city you start in, the little town.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shot someone and I found out that the rest of the people don't like that. And they murdered me on sight. And then anytime I respawn, they kept trying to murder me. And then one time I respawned and I just booked it to try to run to the casino. I tried to find it. And I ran past a construction site with a bunch of guys that shot me to death. So I just kept dying and I couldn't get to the casino. And I was an early gamer, so I didn't know that you had to play the quests in the town to get to the casino. I just tried to run to the casino. I couldn't get to the casino in half an hour, and then the same day I just brought the game back and returned it and said I didn't like it.
A week.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that today, but back in the day, yeah, I wasn't skilled or adventurous.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was rough. I just wanted to go to the casino, bro, but now that I'm old enough to go to the casino, I really don't get anything out of it anymore. I put $1 in, and that's the most I've ever spent there.
Mm.
Like, isn't that weird? Like you go your entire, like, childhood wanting to do things, and then when you can actually do them, it's like, nah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think that's one of the problems with, especially with, like, drinking laws, because you have kids where your whole life they're psyched up as, oh, alcohol's the adult thing, alcohol's the adult thing. And then they say, but you can't do it. You can't do it yet. And then you hit 21, and that's how college kids end up killing themselves. Because your whole life, you're told, like, you can't do it. And then at one point, everyone's like, all right, go! And then you just drink yourself to death. Whereas in other countries like Europe, where people start, they'll have, like, a glass of wine with dinner at, like, 12. From what I've read, this could be wrong, they don't end up with as many... They don't end up with as many issues later on because they know how to kind of respect alcohol as what it is instead of just being like, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. All right, do all of it. They're like, you learn from 12, like, what it does, how to treat it. And it's not as taboo over there. So you also, you're not as interested in just consuming as much of it as you can.
Yeah, you can draw parallels between that and youth in America, like operating firearms, like firearm safety and youth.
Yeah.
So like a lot of kids who are brought up around guns at like age 5 and 6, and they're constantly told like how to properly operate them, and you know, they're warned of the risks and the dangers associated with it. You know, by the time they're 7 or 8, you know, their parents can, you know, leave it somewhere, and you know, the kid has no curiosity to go and play with it because the kid knows how dangerous it can be. So yeah, you can definitely draw some parallels. That's definitely true, I think, with the whole alcohol-related situation in Europe.
Anytime something's bad, it's the government's fault, basically.
So basically what we're trying to say is introduce a little bit of danger to your kids so they're not fucking, like, older. And they're like, oh, this is a really dangerous thing. So let me just do it. And then they end up fucking offing themselves.
We're saying give your kids cocaine when they're 8 so they won't do too much of it when they're 18.
Exactly. We're not actually condoning that. But if you do, cool.
I mean, you could give them an edible for their 13th birthday. But I'd say that's about all you wanted.
Nah.
Well, except for Sean.
Sean is
weed scary.
Sean is not a gamer.
For all the gamers, you can. We recommend giving edibles to your 12-year-olds.
Can that get us in like legal trouble? Can we say it's a joke?
In Minecraft,
everything we say, everything we say is a joke.
Okay, epic. Okay.
Anarcho-capitalism is just a joke. Like,
yeah, we're all secretly fascists.
Oh no, don't say that.
People will believe you. That is not a joke. People will actually believe that one. Especially since we've had Zach on the show.
All right, so
back to Hydra.
Yes, continuing on. Jeez, I just lost my train of thought. Does anyone else want to interrogate this man?
I'm out of things to ask him.
You didn't even ask him anything.
Exactly.
All right. All right.
What's your favorite gun?
AK.
Why? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? I don't know. I just think they're fucking sexy, man. Like, they're just badass.
Yeah,
like,
you're
especially
wrong.
The ones with like the wood furniture. I know it's like really weird, but.
No, wood.
I've
Are a you fetish fucking for, boomer?
I have a fetish for wood furniture.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. FN foul.
Eh,
it's you're wrong.
Very, very bulky.
Didn't the British use that during the fucking troubles?
Yeah, but so did the Irish.
Oh yeah, shit. Sorry. Never mind.
I mean, like, I have an AR-15 and all that, but I like the AK.
God, AR-15 is better.
Honestly, before I really got into guns, I was an AK guy too. I still like them, but I was into them. I was one of those, bro, it's great. You can put it in mud for a week and run it over with a tank and it still works. Like, that was the only argument I had for it. I think they look sick too. And like every insurrectionary group ever, that's been their preference. But
I mean, if we're being like objective, the AR-15 is far superior. It's just that I fucking love AKs. I think they look sick. Aftermarket parts of them are fucking dope. I just think they're cool guns.
FN-fouls are based.
You can shoot steel cased ammo through them without fucking pouring a bottle and a half of baby oil down the fucking pipe. Like, they just work.
Until they don't.
I mean, if you get like the cheap fucking ones.
But even isn't that like the whole like good thing about AKs are that they're cheap and like mass produced?
Well, they start cheap, but you can get good ones just like you can anything else.
Yeah. FN-fouls based. It's the best gun, actually.
Weighs like 18.5 pounds.
It's the best gun. No different opinions about it.
He played COD, so you know. Best.
No, I played Arma, the better game.
Is that a PC game?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry that you're too broke.
I mean, not
my cup of tea.
But
I played Skyrim. I want the bow and arrow.
The true native technique.
All right, back to the guest, and we're not going to question about his gun preference.
Sexual preferences.
Okay. Jesus Christ. All right. So, before the show, you and I were having this discussion on whether logical consistency, basically, proves that, that objectivity exists. And, I mean, you and I both basically agreed on that, but, do you have anything further to say on that?
Yeah, so a lot of people, and this is even for people within the like libertarian anarchist boo community, they don't use ideological consistency in their daily lives. So there's like a separation of like church and state, so to say, when it comes to like politics, so, or like podcasts, just anything political. So you have like a lot of guys in our community that subscribe to like our philosophy and our worldview. And then, you know, they turn off the computer or they turn off their phone, and then they go and engage in the very same things that they claim to be against. And so what I want to do is I want to kind of expose their hypocrisy in a very, like, not professional, but in a very polite way, and say, like, hey, like, you know, you're what you're claiming to support, you're actually going against, and to kind of get people back on track and just try to make the world a better place.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have like any examples that you've noticed are prevalent within the
community? Yeah, so the looters during like the whole like George Floyd Black Lives Matter riots and all that stuff.
Right.
There was a pretty influential Instagram page that had a picture of, I think, like Walmart or Target, and they're basically like lambasting the looters for looting, quote unquote, like private property. And I was actually one of the very few people that argued against that, and I was supportive of the looters. And they were like, "Why? You know, they're destroying private businesses." And I say, "Hey, listen, like Target isn't a privately owned business. They're actually they receive heavy state appropriations every year, the tax subsidies in the hundreds of millions, you know, and that's without the consent of the vast majority of Americans. So, you know, Target isn't necessarily a completely privately owned business. So all the people are doing, and granted, you know, most looters don't have this going through their head. All they do is they see a big fucking TV and they're taking the opportunity to fucking have a tragedy to go in and steal shit. But the fact that these people are stealing when they were stolen from originally, I see no problem with that. It's kind
what
of
about mom and pop shops.
Oh yeah, mom and pop shops. Yeah, you can fucking kill those people that loot those things, because that's a true private business. They don't receive heavy state appropriations or tax subsidies every year.
Would you say the argument that I've heard in defense of Target is a lot of them aren't necessarily like owned by the corporation Target. They're just they're franchised out. And they're privately owned business, but with like the Target brand.
Well, with that, again, you know, that's sort of like a proxy, but you know, so who funds those little franchises then? That's the Target, right? Like the CEO and all that stuff.
They have to get permission from Target, and then it's basically their business. And they can run it however they want. It's just they basically become like a part of the Target union, I guess is the
they pay borderline rent to use the name and get typically like Target will build the store for you. And then after that you have to take care of pretty much everything once you prove that you would be effective at running the business. So like McDonald's is another example. Where you go to McDonald's and you say, "Hey, I would really love to run a franchise. Here is my past experience. Here are the other jobs I've worked. Here are companies I've managed. I'd really love to run one of your businesses." And then if they approve you, they'll build the building for you. And then after that, you owe them money every month as payment for using their brand. Because obviously, if you open a McDonald's, you're instantly going to have a lot of customers because McDonald's is a recognized name. So you're basically paying for that customer base but you yourself are probably not getting the government subsidies. You are simply paying to use the name.
Okay, so then in that case, I mean, Target can still go fuck itself because, you know, the money used to pay for the building was seized by, you know, force, essentially, by, what do you call it? What's the word? Fuck, I'm blanking out. But it was essentially seized by force. It wasn't with consent or it wasn't voluntary. You know, the corporation itself, you know, received tax subsidies from taxpayers and from the federal government. So it's the people stealing their own money back, essentially, or part of it at least. That's the way
I feel. If you're attacking the fucking, like, oh, fuck, now I forget the word. I seem dumb.
Federal Reserve?
No, no. What's the word we just used where it's like a people pay money to use the name and shit?
Franchise?
Yeah, franchise. I mean, if you attack a franchise, I don't think that's really hurting the main corporation or stealing any money back.
I mean, in a sense, it kind of is, though, because in the long run, if that whole idea is applied consistently to all the stores, then they're going to be losing money eventually.
Yeah, but you're hurting people that didn't take the money, such as like the franchise owners. They didn't take the money. The big corporation that they pay money to has taken the taxpayer money. So why would you attack the franchise owner when they don't have any taxpayer money being sent to them?
Because eventually, like, are you trying to say that, like,
it's
not going to do anything?
No, it'll probably do something eventually if you take down every Target in the nation, which won't happen because people like Targets. But I just don't think it's moral to attack franchises when they're not the people taking the money.
What I believe the point he's making is that basically it's small. Like, Targets are, they're obviously not small businesses, but they're owned by relatively small business owners. They're not owned by, like, the CEO of Target. So by attacking them, you're taking food off the table of what is basically, like, a step up from a mom-and-pop shop. I think that's the point he's making. Sean can correct me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But those Target stores that, you know, are franchised, right, when they sell products, where does majority of the money go to?
It depends. Probably the owner of the store. I think it's like a 30% cut to.
It's almost like a rent to the franchise owner, like whatever company the franchise is under.
Yeah, I mean, right. But then, how does Target as a whole? How do they make money from it? Why would
they get a stipend of? They let other people use their name because they.
Yeah, it's like royalties, pretty much.
Yeah, sure, right. You're going to hurt Target in the long run, but how moral is it to attack basically a small business? Like, how moral is it in the end?
Because the small business sees no problem in accepting dirty money that was taken, you know, by force.
What dirty money? They don't take any direct money. They have the name. The name isn't paid for by any tax dollars. The name was there before any tax dollars.
Right, the name was, but then part of the subsidies go towards infrastructure and things like that.
Yeah, but most of the franchises don't get direct money for their infrastructure. They use their own profits for it. And they have to actually put a lot of money forward for the land they're on and the building they're in. So it's not like Target pays for the building and the land and stuff. They might contribute like a couple thousand or someone in that regard, but it's not like they pay for the whole thing.
I just see that as dirty money.
Yeah, is it good to ruin people's lives over that?
I mean, but again, those employees, okay, let's say the owner of that particular franchise sees no problem being partnered with, you know, the umbrella of Target, who receives heavy state appropriations. They're in bed with government. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at.
So,
but he's saying he's trying to say basically anyone associated with the quote unquote devil.
Deal by association is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, but how many small Target franchise owners knows that Target gets however many government funds it does.
Ignorance isn't an excuse, though. Like, you have a $600 supercomputer. I understand that the vast majority of fucking Target employees, or the equivalents of whatever we're talking about here, they don't know jack shit when it comes to politics or state appropriations or tax subsidies or tax breaks. They don't know any of that shit. They're just the low, measly worker that, you know, they just do what they're told. They put their head down and they just get the job done. What I'm saying is that guilt by association is a very real thing.
I think you'd have to wonder what the limit on that could be, because if you're just going to bring that, if you're going to bring guilt by association, and therefore if you have money that has any connection to the government, therefore it can be seized, I think that you could get to a really slippery slope from that, because you could basically say government workers get paid in U.S. dollars. Then those same workers go to a wide variety of stores and put that money back into the economy. Now that that dollar is in the economy, that dollar could go to, let's say you work at a small business, that dollar could end up getting back to your boss. Now your boss pays you with that. That was paid out from a government employee, or was paid from someone at the government. Therefore, it's dirty money. Therefore, money that you were paid from working at a small business is therefore dirty money and can therefore be seized. You end up at a real slippery slope with that.
Yeah, well, but what I'm saying is that Target, like, they receive annual money and most taxpayers don't know it. And it's without our consent. Now, direct government employees, that would be the same way for the organization itself, not the actual individual employees. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not advocating, you know, tracking every single US dollar and, you know, just like rampaging through every single, you know, private individual's, you know, house, or, you know, ransacking their property. I'm just saying the umbrella organization itself is perfectly fine to target, or any other organizations that associate themselves with government.
You would have to then, I mean, we all know that, you know, the US dollar is only existent because of the state. So it's not like you can say, oh, well, essentially you're forced to use the US dollar in order to trade. So it's not like you have a choice in, like, using the US dollar, using the US dollar too. So it's, I mean, for a vast majority of people, I mean, obviously we have cryptocurrency and stuff like that, but I mean, yeah.
I still don't think it's moral to loot your local Target, because the big organization gets money from taxpayers and whatnot.
Yeah, go rob the CEO if you want, but I don't think going after small stores is,
yeah, sure, it'll hurt the right long move. Run, but you're harming basically what's a small business that doesn't know any better most of the time.
Yeah, I think most people don't accept the idea that taxation is theft. Not to say it's an acceptable response, but I think that, at least from an optic standpoint, I think if you just decide to go knock over Targets, and then when you get caught and they say, hey, how come you're robbing all of these Targets? How come you're rioting in these Targets? How come you're burning them down? You just say, because they receive taxpayer funding. That's a fast pass to make the movement look more terroristic than they already claim that we are. So I just don't see that as one, I don't see it as, it could be logically consistent, but like I said, if you're going to follow that, why not rob Target employees in the parking lot when they're on the way to their car? Why not rob someone who returned something to Target and got their money back, because that's Target's money that they're getting back now? Like, it's such a slippery slope that you can just go really deep down, where I think that once you're robbing Targets, which are basically, like Sean said, if you go for a franchise, it's basically a small business owner. And a lot of those people, they might not even know that Target is getting government money. And if you're just going to say, like, oh, well, it doesn't matter if they don't know and I can track it back to this, then you can pretty much say, like, since you'd have the right to kill a slave owner for kidnapping and imprisoning someone, you can go track someone down that's a descendant of a slave owner, they might not even know they're a descendant of a slave owner, and then just go shoot them because somewhere back there, there was a NAP violation.
Well, so no, it's like, no, because the active aggression is already passed. The active aggression isn't on the...
Precisely. I'm not saying to go on a witch hunt, again, to private individuals that work, you know, at franchised, you know, small businesses or pseudo small businesses, I guess. I'm not advocating that. I'm advocating for going after the organization itself.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but then you're not.
What I'm saying is, if you go after franchises, you're not going after the organization itself. You're going after small business owners that might quasi small business owners that might not know what the parent corporation is doing. Because, like I said, 99% of people in America don't think taxation is theft.
Ignorance isn't an excuse. If you take like a 90 IQ Nazi soldier to the Nuremberg trials and the guy actually doesn't fucking know what he was doing was wrong, doesn't make it any less wrong.
I would say that slope leads you basically like how you have a lot of the Antifa types that are like, oh, this person had an idea that I didn't like, or they thought that a race not being around would be okay. You're
thinking and doing are two different things, though.
Yeah, I know they're two different things, but what I'm saying is that basically, if you follow the logic down, that like someone might not know what they're doing. It's like someone who pays taxes, you can go after them for murdering some kid in Yemen because the money that they paid contributed to them. Or some kid that decided to join the military because he got brainwashed. And he may have never even seen combat, and you can go after him for contributing to a criminal organization. Like, I think you go down a really dark path where you can murder pretty much anyone for sponsoring the government at some point, or for taking money from the government, or doing something along, like, everyone just got $1,200 deposited in their check. Right, they got paid with stolen money, so we can go after them.
But here's the thing, right? If you are a government employee, right, and you're, let's say, you know, a soldier, you propagated the system, you know, you're condoning by supporting that organization, by joining that organization, by operating on behalf of that organization, you are propagating that organization's agenda. You're a supporter. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I agree that they're a supporter. I guess my whole thing is, I think that we really do need to explain to people, because I think that if you just go after everyone that supports taxation and everyone who condones the state, you're going to kill over 99% of the population. And I just don't see that as an effective way to go.
There is no way your local Target shop is the same thing as a government soldier. Your local Target isn't, like, you say ignorance isn't like an excuse or anything, but how can you say that when the vast majority of people aren't fucking educated about any of this shit? It's not like you can say that and then go rob them and be like, well, you know, you're ignorant. That's not an excuse. I'm sorry. It's not like that works. Plus, on top of that, I highly doubt any looter cared about their tax dollars being stolen or not.
He did say that already. Yeah.
It's not like they went there and was like, you know, I paid 12. Well, I don't know how much people pay in fucking taxes. They're retarded.
You're not going to be happy when you find.
I know. It's not like stealing from your local Target does anything. It literally only does, well, these people are fucking retarded, you know, we have to go against these people now. It doesn't be like, it isn't like, oh, these people have a valid point. No, it's just completely, oh, these people stole from us, they must be bad people.
Yeah, it's because the thing is that if there's I think if it's like a small percentage of an entire nation that isn't educated or they're like naive on what they're doing. I mean, I think there's a bit more of an argument there, but in our ideas of quote unquote education, like 99.9% of people would be in that ignorant state. And whether it's the logically consistent way to go after 99.9% of the world's population, I don't think it's efficient, realistic, or beneficial to what we want to accomplish.
When you say go out, like to go out to get, I'm not saying like I'm advocating like murder or like physical, you know, assault. But if we're talking like going after them, like their character or their inconsistency or their ignorance, then
yeah, I think you should do that stuff. Yeah. I'm saying you shouldn't rob them because they don't know what their tax dollars go to and they don't know where their paycheck comes from. I'm saying I don't think it's okay to rob everyone in the world because they don't know where their tax dollars come from. Because I'm sure most of us at some point, I can't say this for everyone, but I worked at a relatively large corporate chain at one point while I was an anarchist. I wasn't like, oh, I'm so happy that my job gets these tax dollars or whatever, but it was the only job that was really available. So, sorry, I didn't really want to work there, but I don't think that I should be pursued and tracked down and have that money taken back from me.
Okay, so then how do you feel about like federal janitors? Right, like all the anarchists think that ATF agents should like kill themselves, or like ATF agents or cops are like the spawn of the devil. But how about just the federal, the federal fucking janitor?
There's clearly a difference between. A difference between a dude like wiping off the piss stains and a dude breaking down a house because you have a fucking third hole in your gun. Like,
I mean, logically, I mean, if you're going to be logically consistent, yeah, maybe you should go after that guy. But one big difference between the janitor is my biggest issue with police isn't that their paycheck comes from money stolen from them. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. But that's not my biggest issue. Like, I have a bigger issue with the ATF and local police than I do with some cashier at the DMV. And it's because my biggest issue with them isn't that their money comes from tax dollars. My biggest issue with them is that they regularly murder 25 dogs a day on a low end. Some people think it's like one dog every 19 minutes, which would be much higher than 25 a day. They kill like 9 to 12,000 dogs a year. They murder over 1,200 civilians every year. They're basically terrorists. I mean, the fact that their paycheck is stolen money is definitely one of the issues, but I wouldn't say that my number one biggest issue, like, if you put all my issues with them and if you took one out, and I wouldn't have as much of an issue with them, the one that you take out wouldn't be the taxes. Like, if they're just a gang that goes around and extorts people and kills people's pets and breaks into people's houses but doesn't get my tax dollars, or you have someone that sits in an office all day and doesn't harm anyone and gets my tax dollars, I'd probably be more comfortable with the dude that lives off of my extorted money but doesn't harm anyone than the dude that lives off his own money but makes a job out of being a violent criminal.
I disagree, because the money from the government eventually incentivizes that sort of behavior.
Yeah.
Because the government is going to continually fund themselves with more tax dollars. They're going to grow into an even bigger Leviathan, and then it's just the whole cycle repeats. So how to cut the beast from the head is to follow the money and to go after the money. That's how
I think you used the wrong mythical beast. It's a Hydra.
Yeah.
There's clearly something different between like a fucking ATF fucking, I don't know, what do they call themselves? Soldiers? Fucking pack rats? I don't know. There's clearly a difference between
heroes.
An ATF hero, as we all know. I love the ATF. There's clearly something different between them and a fucking, you know, your local janitor. Like, your local federal janitor. Sure, they get the money from the same place, but I'm not going to get shot by a janitor. Well, not likely to get shot by a janitor. As opposed to a fucking ATF hero, because I love the
ATF. You never know, those janitors could be packing, and they could have a real thing against guys named John.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm not going to go after a fucking janitor as opposed to, if I had an option to go after, in Minecraft, a fucking ATF hero and a fucking federal janitor. I mean, let's say the federal janitor makes $1 million. This isn't going to happen, but the federal janitor makes $1 million and the ATF hero makes $50,000. I'd go after the ATF hero 100% of the time in Minecraft. Because it's not sure. the fucking government's based off of money, and you know that's shitty, and it's based off of stolen money. But I'm more concerned over a homie that fucking will shoot me over one of my basic rights than a dude that gets my money that's stolen from me. Like, it's sure, it's shitty that it's stolen from me, but he didn't steal that from me, as opposed to an ATF hero, who I love and respect, who fucking will go to my house, bust down my door, shoot my poor innocent dog, take my AR,
probably shoot you,
fucking shoot me, yeah, too,
burn your house down.
Claim I was a pedophile eventually somewhere in there when I'm a minor, and just fucking kill me and do all that petty shit. I'd fucking go after the ATF hero 100% of the time. It's not a question.
They're technically the same thing, though. It's like somebody robbing, robbing your house, kicking open your door, has a gun to your head, and there's a guy in the getaway car in the back. The guy in the getaway car.
Driving away,
he's complicit in the behavior that his counterpart, you know, how he's conducting himself towards you.
They're not the same thing.
Sitting there, supporting or being stoic or ignorant when there's like malpractice or like moral atrocities or ethical atrocities being, you know, committed, makes somebody just as guilty as the actual perpetrator of those.
Absolutely, 100%. I'd say it's, you're completely wrong. If a fucking janitor is just fucking wiping up piss and doing all that shit, sure, he gets paid with government funds, but it's not like he's there completely complicit. Sure, it's shitty that he gets paid by the fucking government with my stolen money, but it's not like he's a fucking asshole steals my money.
All right. What about the 17-year-old Nazi? The 17-year-old Nazi kid. Who's fucking, again, a janitor at a fucking Auschwitz, right? And then the high up Nazi SF officers, you know, calling the shots, telling, you know, to exterminate, you know, commit genocide against people.
Fucking janitor people?
The fact that he's not fucking livid, the fact that he's not, you know, against it, he's just sitting there, whether it's due to fear or whatever, and he's just propagating, you know, mindlessly doing what he's told. Like, that makes.
There were people at Auschwitz who weren't fucking convicted because they weren't involved with any of the crimes there. It's not like...
Okay, whether they're convicted or not doesn't make the crime any less.
No.
Basically, I see Hitler as being more dangerous than a janitor, is basically I think Sean is saying.
I agree with you. I see the ATF agent as more dangerous than a janitor. But what I'm saying is that being stoic or being passive when there's atrocities going on, okay, is the reason why we are where we at today. It's the reason how.
Yeah,
federal janitor.
I don't think any of us are arguing that the janitor is 100% innocent, has no culpability whatsoever. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I think that we're just like me, Sean, and I are both just arguing that the ATF agent is a bigger danger to society as a whole.
Yeah, it's not like
I am going to be. If you get rid of. If you have to keep one, if you keep some dude working in an office building to feed his kid that he gets to see on the weekends because his wife left him, or you have a dude whose job is to consistently break into people's homes, let's say they're both paid exactly the same. They're both paid exactly the same. So you get rid of one or you get rid of the other. Let's say you have to choose one to keep. I would rather keep the dude who minds his own business, chills in his job, probably doesn't even know anything about what's going on. He doesn't know that the office he works in is doing these things. He's just like, I was told since preschool that they're just keeping people safe. So I'm sure they're just out there keeping people safe. I'm just going to mind my own business and do my job. I would rather keep him than the dude whose job is to go around and harass people and steal people's property by a long shot.
I think what you just employed was sort of a slippery slope because, again, allowing a pass for people who are ignorant.
I don't think I'm really allowing a pass, though.
There's a clear difference between your fucking run-of-the-mill piss sweeper and your fucking ATF agent.
Just okay,
there's a difference.
What?
All right, so weren't you before about... when the riots first started and the commies were like, oh, where are the libertarians, blah 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 blah, and then So I believe it was, I believe it might have been you or people of your camp saying how if I have someone, thief A who is directly harming me, and thief B who is the larger thief who can harm me better or harm me, I guess, more. Would you side with either thief? Even though
I wouldn't side with either, but I could acknowledge one harms me less than.
Okay, but you're still allowing thieves to do what they do, right?
It's essentially
they're both terrible. They're both terrible, but one is harming me more than another. That's what I said.
Yeah,
I said the janitor is still culpable. He is still contributing to the issue. All I am saying is that when it comes to, one, my life as an individual, and two, society overall, the dude who sweeps up bathrooms in a building because it's the only job he could get, versus the dude who goes out of his way to rob people, the guy who is a everyday active violent criminal is more of a danger than the guy who just sweeps up piss and doesn't know what's going on in the building. Because I doubt you any janitors are like, okay, let's see what ATF operations are going on today. No, they're like, I don't have a job, I'm starving, I see my kid once every other weekend and I want to be able to give them some food, so there's a job here, so I'm gonna take it. And that's all they know. They don't go any deeper into that. Now, are they totally innocent? No. But is the dude who goes out of his way to be a violent criminal every day a bigger threat? Yes. They're both problems, but one is clearly a bigger threat. Just like both thieves are still problems, but one is clearly a bigger threat.
Okay. But you can deal with both at the same time.
I'm not going to shoot the fucking janitor.
No one said you were to shoot the janitor.
Yeah, but you're basically putting them on the same level.
They are on the same level.
No, they are not.
The same thing as Biden versus Trump. If you're advocating that, you know, one is clearly worse than the other, it's the lesser of two evils fallacy. They're both equally as bad. Like you said before,
it's completely different. The thing is with fucking Biden versus Trump, the reason that's the fucking lesser of two evils thing is because there's more of than just fucking Biden and Trump. There's fucking third party. There's fucking Joe Johnson. I don't care about the Green Party. I don't know any other parties because I don't care. But there's more than just Trump and...
Don't shit on Jill Stein.
There's more than just fucking those two options. Sure, Trump and Biden are equally fucking shitty, but the fucking janitor and the fucking ATF soldier, agent, whatever they're called, I'll look it up after this. The ATF agent's clearly more of a fucking shitty person. More of a fucking menace to society than the fucking janitor.
Morally, yes. Morally speaking, if we're going to go into moral subjectivity, yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Grouping them both together produces nothing.
Ethically, they are both the same. Ethically, they are both the same. Morally, they are different. Yes.
I would not hold some janitor from the Second Reich that had no clue what was going on. I would not hold him. Well, I thought there was a second before that. I thought the Third Reich never fully formed.
No, the Third Reich was Hitler.
The Third Reich was Hitler. All right. Yeah.
I don't really give a shit about that much history. So if Zach was on here, he'd be screaming at me right now because he wanted the episode to be a World War II. But since he's not here, we're going to do what we want. And so the Third Reich, okay. Some janitor in the Third Reich that just got out of high school and didn't really know what was going on and decided to take the shitty job so he could feed himself and get an apartment for him and his wife. I'm not holding him to the same accountability as the fucking Angel of Death or Hitler himself. I don't find them equally culpable. They could both be contributing. They're both contributing in their own way, but I see one as, from a purely logical standpoint, one has done much more damage than the other.
It's not a logical standpoint, though.
But it is.
It's not.
How is it not?
It's a moral standpoint.
One
is not an ethically logical standpoint.
One has condemned almost 10 million people to death, and one guy wiped piss off. How are those, from a logical standpoint, how is
basing them together, like, helping anybody? Like, how is putting your fucking janitor and Hitler together, like, helping anybody?
You're arguing morals versus ethics in philosophy.
I'm not. I'm arguing one has a larger objective damage on society than the other. Objectively, if Hitler, Josef Mengele, if they didn't exist and there was just some office building with the same logo on the front where some dude was mopping the floor versus the two existing where the dude mopping the floor didn't exist, more people would be harmed in the one where Hitler and Josef Mengele are existing and the janitor doesn't exist than would perish in where just the janitor exists and the other two don't. He has an objectively less damage to society than the two guys responsible for the murder of millions.
Again, you're arguing ethics. I'm arguing morals.
I'm not. Well,
the other way around.
I don't think I'm arguing either. I'm just arguing purely from a mathematical standpoint. Math is not morality. Math is as logical as you can get. I'm not arguing from a moral standpoint. I'm saying one causes more death, therefore that is more damaging.
Well, that's an ethical standpoint.
Yes.
That's ethical, then I'm arguing ethics.
We kind of understand each other, but what I'm saying that is, like, ultimately at the end of the day, we're going to disagree because we're talking about it on, like, two different planes. And I'm not saying my plane is higher than yours. I'm just saying that it's two totally different things is what I'm trying to get at.
Never mind.
All right. So how about, like, the Lockheed Martin employee that helps build jets that, like, fucking flies over Afghanistan and drops bombs on fucking, like, 6-year-old children in the Middle East?
He contributes to it, and it's problematic, but I think that CEO of Lockheed Martin is a bigger issue. Yes, I still keep that position.
Well, how could the CEO be a larger issue if he's not actively...
Because he's the one taking military contracts and contributing to that system.
Yeah, but the guy who's actually building the plane is making the thing that's going to kill people.
Yeah, but he's not the one accepting the contract to the fucking military-industrial complex. No, because...
He's accepting the contract that his boss accepts.
Exactly. So I'm about to say the whole Larkin Rose. I'm not afraid of all the Maos and all the Stalins or all the Hitlers. I'm afraid of all the mindless people that subscribe to that.
Yeah,
that's
I'm familiar with that.
With janitors, with Lockheed Martin employees, the engineers that help slap the fuel tanks on the Harriers and whatnot. Like, that's what I'm arguing. It's more from a moral standpoint. Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay, so should we also go after miners who mine iron and copper with a gun to their head and mine copper in the fucking blood mines of Africa? Because that may eventually make its way into an American plane. So I guess we're also, like, gunning after them as well, right?
No, because
they're being coerced. Lockheed Martin, Lockheed Martin is different than Boeing, because Lockheed Martin, I think it's like 85 to 90% of their profit is contracted with the government. It's not, you know, the private sector. So they're pretty much exclusive to, you know, benefiting off of the suffering of, you know, the people that are bombed in the Middle East. It's not, you know, private sector competition or anything like that. It's all exclusive. So the miners, you know, again, you know, the miners isn't automatically exclusive to, you know, all the bombings in the Middle East. You know, they produce shit for fucking the private sector, for, you know, clean energy, all that shit. Like, just it branches out. It's not exclusive to, you know, federal impending fucking state enforced death.
All right. So what if I don't know enough about the aeronautical industry to know this for sure, but isn't it possible that there could be a parts company that sells the parts to Lockheed Martin that also sells parts to other companies?
Sure. So Rolls-Royce is one of them. Raytheon, General Dynamics, General Electric, actually, GE.
Do you think the people who work on the factory lines at Rolls-Royce and GE are to be held accountable for the deaths of children in Syria?
To an extremely small degree, yes. To like a minuscule, like an absolutely minuscule degree, yes, absolutely.
What would you do about it?
To those parts that go directly to the...
Yeah, but they don't know which parts are going to Lockheed and which ones are not.
Well, sure they do. The orders.
Yeah, but I don't think a guy wakes up in the morning and says, all right, I'm going to go make some pieces for Lockheed Martin today that are going to blow up some kid in Syria.
Right, exactly. Like, that's what I'm agreeing with you on. It's just that, like, ignorance isn't an excuse. That's not to say that ignorance isn't an excuse for your punishment, but ignorance isn't an excuse for you to, like, go to work and just, like, be dumb or to, like, be totally oblivious about, like, the things that are happening around you. Like, people should have the hunger to, like, actually know more and to, like, give a fuck and be like, oh, shit, what I was previously doing was wrong. Cool, I'm going to take myself out of that equation. At that point, you're absolved. But if you just continue to mindlessly drone on and support this, whether you're actively doing it or you're just, again, like, too intelligent or just not aware enough to comprehend, you're still guilty by complicity, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah,
Now whether or not that warrants like physical punishment, like me, like, oh, you know, you're an assembly line worker for General Electric, I'm gonna kill you. No, that's absolutely absurd. I'm not advocating
okay.
that.
Well, that's what we would disagree on. Everything we've said when I've been arguing that I think that Hitler is more liable than some janitor that doesn't even know anything, this whole time I've been arguing for physical or monetary punishment against these people.
I'm sorry, that's what
I've been against. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm.
If you're just saying that they're contributing to it, yeah, obviously they're contributing to it. My whole argument has been, I don't think an SS soldier that ushered 2 million people into gas chambers should be treated the same as some janitor that just wanted to put food on the table for his family and had no clue what his office was doing. I'm saying I don't think they should be punished either. That's what I was arguing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Then yeah, I agree with you essentially. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that obviously if you are contributing to a system that is harming people, then yeah, obviously you're part of the problem. I would say that for sure, but I don't think that, like I was saying, I don't think that they deserve like to have physical action taken against them because the only job available was at a company that down the line sold some products to someone who did some shitty things with them. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. That was the argument I was making. I think that's the argument Sean was making as well.
Yeah.
We're not saying that they're
that
like,
was intense.
Yeah, it was. I was wondering why they were like advocating for executing fucking assembly line members.
No guns, no janitors. What I was trying to say, and I'm sorry, like I probably fucking worded that poorly, but what I meant to say was
I was right. gonna jump in on either side, but I was like, damn, oh my lord.
It's a moral stain on your character, which is definitely open to criticism, like vehement, like gross criticism of their character or of their demeanor, yeah, sure. But I'm not advocating to like go execute assembly line, yeah.
That's why I was saying that like if you want to like execute everyone who's ever worked at a Target, you're gonna wipe out like 99% of the population because 99.9% of the population isn't educated in Austrian economic understanding where you like our society as a whole brainwashes all of those status paradigms. They're brainwashed into you from the time that you're three. So I mean, yeah, people are they should be like held morally accountable. I think that like while I don't think that not ignorance is an excuse, like you're still morally accountable when you have almost 100% of a population not knowing basic things that they should know. Obviously it is still on them, but I don't think that you can get, I don't want to say as upset as them. All the beer is still present. So my mind is a little scattered. So I apologize. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't think that like some person who grew up and through all of school, you're taught that like cop is an honorable job. Their dad and uncle are both cops and they've spent their whole life around them. And they've never even heard the argument that they might be doing something that's not good. It's not even a thought in there. They couldn't even conceptualize the fact that cops are bad overall. And when you introduce that to them, they may hit some cognitive dissonance. I don't think that you instantly get to blow their brains out for supporting police. That was basically what I was saying.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Like, I think it's understandable that they don't know. And I think that we need to be... This is for all of the extremists. I mean, everyone, even people that we hate, like the Nazis and the tankies, all of us need to understand that people are going to need some pretty heavy education. Because if you look at the... I always like to show... Because I've had a few people that are like total normies that once they heard me talk for a little bit, they were interested in my ideologies and such. And I always take time to talk to them because I think that when you get the opportunity like that, you better take it. So I would always get like a piece of paper, a napkin, and I would draw out the political compass and I would put like a dot on like on the authoritarian right side, like four points to the right, like 3 points up, and be like, this is Republicans, and then 2 points over, 1 point up, and be like, this is Democrats, and be like, when you look at this compass, you would think the way the media and politicians talk and the way our whole society functions, you would think Republicans are tippity-top right. And you would think the Democrats are the all-the-way bottom left on the compass. But they're actually about 2 points away. And most people, it's kind of like if you look at any of those movies or video games where you start in a super small area and zooms out, and it's giant, like Democrats and Republicans, most people that are not libertarians, ANCOMs, fascists, tankies, most people that aren't that, their whole world is like 2 to 4 blocks on what is our world. And our world is like hundreds of blocks. And theirs is like 2. So they can't even comprehend like the entire spectrum of beliefs and concepts people have in the beginning, because they're not even introduced to it until they're like 30. So we have to kind of understand that people aren't going to understand it right away when you're feeding them a concept that is as foreign to them as saying gravity is, where it's just their entire life they have like taxes are necessary, the military is always good, I don't know what else, social contract. They have all these ideas in their head and they don't even have a conception of the idea that there are people that don't support them, other than those violent anarchists they saw in a few movies that wear hoodies and throw Molotov cocktails at cop cars. But no one had, like, other than those wackadoos, they can't even fathom someone that wouldn't support at least one of the two major parties. They can't fathom someone that wouldn't support paying a small amount of your yearly income so someone can eat, because they don't understand that a majority of that money actually goes to blow up people and blow up their food source so they can't eat. People just have they don't even have like any level of an understanding of what people that broke out of that dichotomy. And I think that we have to kind of try to be more understanding with a lot of these people, because they've had no exposure to it.
Yeah.
All right. That's, yeah.
It's fair.
Damn, now I'm the moderate. I don't like
that. You're a centrist.
Cringe moderate.
Centrist.
All I want to do is royal.
It's the alcohol. It's numbing my mind.
Riding with Biden.
I'm normally a bit angrier than this.
You're now the buddy retard of the group.
Oh God, it's okay. It'll eventually work its way.
Oh yes, it's not me. Thank God.
No, you're Irish. You're always the buddy retard.
Oh, fuck.
Rip the homie.
Because you're when you're born in Ireland, you're born with an ABV of 0.4, so you never get out.
I mean, true, but...
Is it Do you guys have a lot of fetal alcohol syndrome over there, or is it just everyone?
Oh, I have like two cousins with fetal alcohol syndrome. And I know one guy with fetal alcohol syndrome, goddamn. Yeah, it's
Is it true that you get dirty looks if you walk into like an Irish bar and you order an Irish car bomb?
I mean, you wouldn't want to say the word car bomb. Not really down the south, but like up the north. It's like saying bomb in an airport.
Okay.
It's a bit dodgy.
Wait, you're not supposed to say that? Damn.
Car bomb in the north.
Wait, you're saying I can't just bomb people? Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. I was like, you'd want to relax.
So,
I'll bomb you fucking spooks if I want.
Bruh.
So, anyone have any, like, last topics, I guess?
I think this was a fun, episode. Had a giant,
debate.
Fierce debate for no reason.
God, this was even worse than Keith. This was a worse debate than with Keith. Like,
we agree on everything. But we were just arguing from different points and didn't know it.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, to me, it just seemed like you were arguing, like, some moral point, and I was, like, I thought that Hydra and I were arguing, like, from an ethical point in terms of, like, being objective, and, yeah, I guess.
I was saying you should not hold a you should not string up the janitor next to the president. In Minecraft. That's all I was saying. I was saying I don't think they deserve equal punishments.
Yeah.
They're both accountable to the behemoth that is the state. They're both perpetuating it, but I think one deserves a bit harsher of a punishment and has done more damage than the other has. That was all I was saying. I don't think we should go murder everyone. Every like poor blue collar worker that works at a like
But they
black
the blue.
Yo, I made something the other night that I don't know what to do with, but it's a blue background and it has the Democrat donkey on it and it says back the blue and I don't know what to do with it.
Send it to me.
I was thinking we could troll like troll the Democrats and the bootlickers, troll both. I mean, they're the same. They look different boots. Yeah, they look different boots. One licks the boots of a child molester that sniffs kids, and licks the boots of domestic abusers.
He's got my vote.
No, they're both rapists.
Yeah, they're both rapists.
Got my vote. I'm splitting it half and half.
Rapist one or rapist two?
Yo,
which one?
War criminal one or war criminal?
So, yo, anyone have any, like, closing statements that they
want to have? Yeah, we're like an hour and 20 minutes. We could probably wrap up.
Yeah.
That was fun, though. It was a good time.
Yeah, Hydra.
Time flies when you're having a great time.
You didn't even speak.
Yeah, you didn't even speak.
God,
I'm too fucking not sober to speak.
You're not sober? Pussy.
I'm sober. Shut up.
Hydra, you have anything to say?
No.
You have anything to like the plug or anything?
Plug away. Plug away.
His entire thing is to not plug.
Oh, don't plug.
Well, since he won't plug for himself, look in the description of this episode. There will be a link to his Instagram if I remember, which I won't.